Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz, and welcome to another episode of Red Shoe Shoots, where we talk about wrestling every time, all the time. And here with me, of course, is We Are Katz.
Yo-ho!
So, this past weekend, we got a lot of wrestling news, a lot of pay-per-views, and so much more. We're just going to get to it. First and foremost, WWE. Hooray. All right. So, after the what could have been one of the greatest wrestling moments in history, but they botched it, WrestleMania. We're having another event coming along, and that event is
Backlash.
Okay, and what is that?
There's nothing going on, you know, this month of April in terms of WWE pay per view. So Backlash will take place May 6th, mm-hmm. San Juan, Puerto Rico, at the Coliseo de Puerto Rico, Jose Miguel Agrelot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is May 27th in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia at the Jeddah Superdome for the 2023 Night of Champions.
All right. So,
and it replaces, unfortunately, this is going to replace Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. So this is going to be, I think, the first time in a very long time there's not going to be a Hell in a Cell in their yearly pay-per-view run for the year. So,
and the reason why I say that the Hell in a Cell thing was because they're replacing it with they're reviving the King of the Ring and the Women's Queen's Crown Tournament. So King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring.
Yeah. Just a recap. The King of the Ring Tournament, the last King of the Ring Tournament that they had for the men's was meh. The Queen of the Ring Tournament,
well, the last one was in 2021, Xavier Woods.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. The women's, on the other hand, was an atrocity. The whole tournament lasted less than, if you add all the matches together, I think the last, all of it was like about less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. It happened in Crown Jewel, you know, the tournament. Right. Crown Jewel with Selena Vega beating Doudrop in 5 minutes and 55 seconds. But other than that, like most of the matches, you know, for the tournament.
So
like,
let's just play it simple. Let's just round it up or down. So
Selena Vega, Toni Storm, 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
So like 2 minutes.
Liv Morgan, Carmella, 1 minute, 40. Dana Brooke, Shayna Baszler, 1 minute, 25.
Right.
Doudrop, Natalya, 3 minutes even. Selena Vega, Carmella, 2 minutes 40. And Shayna Baszler, Doudrop, 2 minutes 45.
Yeah.
So their biggest match was the final, and it only lasted almost 6 minutes.
Right. So in total,
ending in Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. So in total, what was the total timeage? So you had what? Two.
Two and one is three. There's the three, that's six.
Seventeen. So almost 20 minutes if you add the seconds and all that stuff.
Well, we're just estimating, so yeah. Let's call it 20 something minutes, but that's it.
Yeah. So they better do a good job this time around.
I don't know, because they will both be taking place in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Do we have any show, like, events lined up for the Puerto Rico show?
Oh, you mean like the
card?
No. So far, nothing.
We'll just wait until this week's Raw and SmackDown and see where they go.
But since Backlash features Bad Bunny, I'm assuming he's going. Oh, Bad Bunny will serve as a host of the event. Yeah. So they're probably going to involve him in The Miz, because there was some crap going down there on WrestleMania. And to round up the coming next pay-per-views for this year, after Night of Champions is May 28th, Battleground, Tsonga Center, Lowell, Massachusetts. It's a network exclusive, but that's NXT. Because July 1st is the London, England debut at the O2 Arena Money in the Bank. And then finishing off SummerSlam at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan.
Hooray.
Hooray. Just checking if they have anything ready for... Nope, not yet.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's WWE for you in a nutshell. So... Hooray. But speaking of hooray... Impact.
It just finished. Impact Rebellion. It was today, as of this recording, April 16th, at the Rebel Entertainment Complex in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, and upcoming next is the Slammiversary.
But right,
they
of
haven't,
course.
They haven't said the date yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Slammiversary is always a good show, so.
So we have...
So what do we got on the card?
Two matches are the pre-show matches.
Mm-hmm.
Tag team match. Champagne Singh and Shera defeated Heath and Rhino by pinfall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tag team match for the Impact Knockouts World Champion. So, the Coven, Kylan King and Taylor Wilde defeated the Death Dolls' Jessica and Rosemary by pinfall.
Yeah. And good for Kylie King. She deserves it. So they're the new Knockouts tag team?
No, they retain.
Oh, okay. They're current. Okay, all right. Yeah, well, still good. Kylie King, really good. Congratulations. She has a tag team belt. That's congratulations for her. She did really good work at AEW. I was surprised that AEW didn't sign her. Hopefully one day she'll go back, but. She's really good. Yeah. So what else we got on the main card?
So starting with the pay-per-view proper, Ultimate X match for Impact World Tag Team Championship. ABC, the champs, Ace Austin and Chris Bay, they defeated the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah. That's good. The Ultimate X matches are always good. There hasn't been a really weak one that I've seen from Impact, or even when they were TNA. This was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then next we have the 4-on-3 tag team match. So we have the team of Dirty Dango, Joe Hendry, and Santino Marella. So that's the three. They actually defeated the Design. Angels, Callahan, Diener, and Khan by pinfall.
That was a good match.
Yeah. Then we have the Last Rites match. So it's like this. Oh, it's the casket lowered in the center of the ring. So get your opponent in the casket, and it's raised to the ceiling following the match.
Yeah.
So they brought it back, but they modified it to be a basic casket match. So nothing spectacular, like, oh, it goes straight up to the ceiling and that's it.
Right, goes down, explodes or something
like that. It's just simple, beat the crap out of your guy, put him in the casket, and that's it.
Just a casket match, but they just wanted to give it a fancy name.
And PCO defeated Eddie Edwards.
All right.
With Alicia Edwards by his side. And moving from that, we have the three-way elimination match for the Impact X Division Championship. Champ Trey Miguel retains by defeating Jonathan Gresham and Mike Bailey via pinfall.
Yeah, that was good.
Then we have the 10 Wrestler Hardcore War.
Sounds fun.
So there's two teams, Team Dreamer and Team Bully. So Team Dreamer had Tommy Dreamer, Bhupinder Gujar, Frankie Kazarian, Killer Kelly, and Yuya Uemura.
Mm-hmm.
And Team Bully had Bully Ray, Brian Myers, Kenny King, Masha Slamovich, and Moose. So out of those two, the winner is Team Dreamer.
All right, good for Team Dreamer.
And then the singles match for the vacant Impact World Championship. We have Steve Macklin defeating Kushida by pinfall. And likewise, the main event, the singles match for the vacant Impact Knockouts World Championship.
Yeah, the reason why both of the championships were vacant was due to injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Mickie James. She suffered a broken rib.
Yeah, and then the men's, I think, was who was it?
I'm trying to see. Josh Alexander.
Yes.
It says he's out of action indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. I think for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So for the Knockouts World Championship, Deonna Purrazzo is your new champ by defeating Jordan Grace by pinfall.
Yeah, that one was good. Purrazzo and Grace was good. They could have put the belt on either or, and they would have done a great job with the belt. So they chose who they want to choose. And Purrazzo, she showed she can handle, she can carry the belt. Congratulations to Purrazzo. And overall, this was a good pay-per-view. There wasn't really a bad match. It sounded like everything just went well, and especially the two co-main events, you know, both the men and women's heavyweight titles, you know, due to injury, you know. But overall, it sounded like it was really good. It was really enjoyable. So from Impact, we go down south to Mexico in the land of Lucha Libre, because it's today none other is...
Today was day one of Triple Manía 31. That's 31.
Yeah.
And it just finished today also, but it's night one.
Mm-hmm.
And night one took place in Monterrey at the Estadio de Baseball Monterrey. The next night will be near us, Tijuana,
mm-hmm.
at the Estadio Chevron, July 15th. Mm-hmm. And then it'll finally end in Arena Ciudad de Mexico, famously at the Azcapotzalco, Mexico City, Mexico. That's on August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you the results of night one right now. So the first thing was the 10-man steel cage match. Woo!
And it was a crazy one.
They're always nuts. And the people involved are nuts. Mistesis Jr. and Argenis did not escape the cage match. They didn't escape the cage. So the match also included Laredo Kid, Antifaz del Norte, Octagon Jr., Villano Tercero Jr., Aerostar, La Parca Negra, Abismo Negro Jr., and Taurus.
Okay.
And then we have a singles match with Vampiro, or we know him as Vampiro Canadiense,
mm-hmm.
with Iguana. And he defeated Chessman, who had La Hiedra by his side.
Good old Vampiro Canadiense.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, man. I love Vampiro. It's just, he's like one of those few people. He's one of the few foreigners that you can say he made a name out of himself and in a corner of the world that you wouldn't think. And he just became beloved, you know. Vampiro in Mexico. What's that one Japanese wrestler who's been in Japan for... No, who's been in Mexico for so long?
Okumura.
Yes, Okumura.
Well, that's CMLL.
No. But I'm just saying that's an example. That's another knee. You know, Okumura fell in love with Mexico so much when he went on excursion that he just decided to... He came back to Japan and said, you know what? I'm going back to Mexico. You know, took his family, took a shot, been there for like, I think 20 plus years, owns a nice house, has a Japanese store there, Mexico.
Yeah, and he helps around the Japanese wrestlers when they go to excursion, you know, So he helps them get acclimatized and, you know, what's going on in Mexico and stuff.
Yeah. So he's like an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bless that man's heart.
Oh, yeah. So after the singles match with Vampiro Canadiense, we have the Copa Triple Manía 31, the Monterrey match. Mm-hmm. So we have, Toscano is the last survivor for Team Regio. And that team includes El Zorro, Flamer, Toscano, Baby Extreme, and El Hijo de L.A. Park. So they raided Team Chilango.
You don't want to know what that means.
Yeah, and it consists of Dave the Clown. I'm not kidding. His name Dave.
Yeah.
Dave the Clown, mm-hmm. Negro Casas, Ares, Niño Hamburguesa, and Latigo.
All right.
And then we have the tag team match for the Guerra de Rivalidades, the first round. And this is one of those special tournaments where the losers advance.
Right.
And in this particular one, the losers go to the final. And if they go to the team that loses in the tournament final will then face off in a lucha de apuestas. And in this case, it's a mask versus mask match at the final night of Triple Manía.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be the loser.
Right. So in case many of you who don't know Lucha Libre, the mask is everything. Mask is not just a gimmick down in Mexico or in Lucha Libre. It's a way of life. You know, you live by the mask, you die by the mask. And sometimes if you do lose your mask in one of these matches, you can't hide your face ever again. It's there. It's out in the public, you know.
And sometimes the wrestler who lose, they could actually go down. Like I have to say this, you know, one of the luchadores committed suicide.
Yeah.
I know there was that one with Brian Cage going down. I think he went down there and he was talking to Shocker.
Yeah.
Because that guy was part of the crew and he had to go to the Lucha de Apuestas.
Yeah.
He lost. He didn't feel embarrassed. He just felt that, now that he's out in the open, it's not really worth it anymore, you know? Like, unfortunately, he took his own life because of, that mask was his life.
Yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong, an interesting tournament is just the outcomes, especially afterwards, months afterwards, a good amount of them just end up retired.
Yeah.
Or just, you know what, they retire or just stop wrestling and just open up a lucha school. Or just help the company in another different way that doesn't involve them being in the ring anymore. Yeah. It's just they lose that passion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad.
Yes. Especially with some of the people involved. I mean, for instance, this first round, Pentagon Jr. Pentel Cero Miel. Pentagon yes. Jr. He teams up with Alberto El Patron. And they both defeated Sam Adonis and Psycho Clown with Jack Fancy by their side. So, Sam Adonis and Psycho Clown are going to the next round.
Right. And he's been in this tournament like 2-3 years in a row. Can't they just give him a break?
Psycho Clown?
Yes. Jeez. I love the guy. I really do. You know, and he comes from a very famous lucha family.
I mean, dude, his dad was Brazo de Plata.
Yeah.
Super Porky.
Yeah. So, geez, come on. Just let the kid keep the mask.
And then we have the Lucha de Apuestas mask versus match. So that 10-man tag steel match that I said, that Mistesis Jr. and Argentis didn't escape the cage. Turns out they have to come back, and this is where they do their mask versus mask match.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
So, who's in that match?
So, Miss Tessis Jr. Oh, it's Miss Tessis Jr. and Argenis.
Okay.
And in the end, Miss Tessis Jr. with Dulce Canela and Sexy Star 2, he keeps his mask against by defeating Argenis, who had, like, the other and Flamer by his side. So, Argenis had to, he lost. So, off goes his mask. And he has, and he's presented to the public.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All I'm going to say is just, let's just take a moment of silence for him. Because we don't know what's going to happen to him in the next couple months. And I know you guys are thinking, oh, don't be negative about it.
Well, I'm seeing some about him.
Yeah.
I guess via Wikipedia, and it turns out his birth name is unrevealed. After today, we'll find out what that name is.
Right. How old is he?
36.
Yeah, so. We just gotta wait and see.
Mm.
Well, I wish him the best of luck, what he does. Yeah.
After that, we have the second part of the first round of the Guerra de Rivalidades, the tag team match. So we have the team of Blue Demon Jr. and DMT Azul. Going against the team of Rush, El Toro Blanco, and L.A. Park.
Mm-hmm.
And so, your winners of the match is Blue Demon Jr. and DMT Azul. So, the winner that goes on, the loser that goes to the next round is Rush, El Toro Blanco, and L.A. Park.
Okay. And that's for the TJ show, right?
Well, yeah, the TJ show for the tournament is Psycho Clown and Sam Adonis versus Rusia Toro Blanco and L.A. Park.
Right.
And so whoever, so let's say, for example, Psycho Clown and Sam Adonis loses. So in the final, it would be Sam Adonis versus Psycho Clown. That's just an example.
Yeah. So interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So overall,
hold on, there's one more match.
Okay.
I guess the main event. Well, the main event of night one. The four-way match for the AAA Mega Campeón.
Mm-hmm.
The champ, Hijo del Vikingo, Commander, Rich Swann, and Swerve Strickland.
And who's the winner?
Hijo del Vikingo.
Yeah. Yeah, Triple Mania, always good. Good matches, weak matches. We just saw a career die.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Because remember, Ultimo Guerrero from CMLL, yeah, he had a mask on and he lost. But he's like, so what? I'll just go. Right. And he's still, and he's beloved. And they still call him Ultimo Guerrero, Ultimo Guerrero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's one of the few that survived after that career, after that. But, you know, but that's very rare, you know, far and few that survived something like that in Lucha Libre.
Mm.
So, yeah. And last but not least, moving from Mexico to the land of hardstyle, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Well, specifically the part in Philly. It was also that happened tonight was New Japan Collision in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And what is the card?
Well, okay, here's the first match. El Desperado and Volador Jr. Defeated Delirious and Kevin Knight.
Okay.
Then we have a pure rules match. Alex Coughlin defeated Tracy Williams. Then we have Clark Connors defeating the DKC. Team Filthy, Jarrell Nelson, Royce Isaacs, and Tom Lawler. They defeated TMDK, Bad Dude Tito, Shane Haste, and Zack Sabre Jr. Then we have, oh my god, the Just Five guys.
Yeah.
Sanada and Yoshinobu Kanemaru defeated Homicide and Rocky Romero. Then we have the AEW International Championship.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy retains by defeating Gabriel Kidd. And then we have Los Ingobernables de Japón, specifically Hiromu Takahashi and Tetsuya Naito. They actually defeated Bullet Club's Chase Owens and Kenta.
Low battery.
Mm-hmm. From the peanut gallery.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the IWGP United States Heavyweight Title Number One Contendership Tournament Match. So Lance Archer defeated Fred Rosser, so he's moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the New Japan Strong Openweight Tag Team Championship. Aussie Open, the champs, Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis. They defeated Chaos's Leo Rush and Tomohiro Ishii. And that is it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the New Japan shows were good. The New Japan Strong shows here in the United States are doing pretty good. They're doing relatively good. And this was a good card. The Orange Cassidy match was originally supposed to be Eddie Kingston, but he had to drop out due to injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, that was good. And today was an interesting good day for wrestling. Got three different shows from three different parts of the world. And
they probably operated at the same time.
Yeah, but you know, you had your choice. Yeah, you had your choice. You had good old American wrestling, got your Lucha Libre, and you got your strong style. So, you know, you do an a la carte.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go, just also a little announcement, and that will be this past week it was announced that we will have season 4 of Dark Side of the Ring. Hooray. And they already have an official release date for that. And what is the official release date for Dark Side, the season 4 of Dark Side of the Ring?
Hold on. Season 1, season 2, season 3. Where the will there be a season four? Oh, here it is from Variety, sorry. Dark Side of the Ring season 4 sets premiere date at Vice TV. So it'll consist of 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Debut on May 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern. So that's 7 Pacific. It'll still be narrated by Chris Jericho. And unfortunately, and I'm going to quote them, not me. Quote, the official description of the fourth season states that it will, quote, a double quote, explore stories like the emotional roller coaster of one of wrestling's most captivating and controversial couples. That's Chris Candido and Tammy Sunny Days Stitch. The car accident that derailed the career of future world champion Magnum T.A., wrestling's most unhinged monster, Abdullah the Butcher. And I think this is a long time coming for us wrestling fans since we were kids. A focused look on the troubled life of Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels' former tag team partner, and much more. So Marty Jannetty, if you probably forgot who he was, the Rockers were one of the best tag teams at WWF.
In the 80s.
And then it came to that infamous point at Piper's Pit, I believe.
No. It was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Yeah.
The barbershop.
Where that partnership was destroyed, famously.
Yeah.
And then you see two things happen. Shawn Michaels going up, Marty Jannetty falling on into relative obscurity.
Yeah. You saw a career died, and you saw a legend was born. Well, controversial legend. Yeah, after that, Shawn Michaels, they just strapped a jetpack on his back and pushed him. And Marty Jannetty, just like you said.
But now we're going to see how far down he went.
Mm-hmm.
Including some of that recent stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, we're not going to talk about it until we see that episode. So you can't say we're not going to talk. We will. But if they mention it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it now. We'll talk about it in May or maybe in June.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah?
I don't.
But like I said, if they say it, then we will.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about some of the other stuff that they might talk about.
I was going to ask you, do you think we're going to have a quote-unquote happy episode? Because last year's happy episode was the Japanese death match.
Yeah, because nobody died.
Yeah.
I forgot which one was season one's. I don't think there was any in season one.
The slap that was heard around the world.
Oh, yeah. Nobody died on that one.
Yeah.
It just messed up careers. But it didn't have a bad ending, you know, especially with David Schultz, you know, famously doing what the FBI couldn't do.
Right.
You know, rescuing a girl that was kidnapped. Bravo for him for that.
Yeah.
So that was the happy one. The happy one of the second season was New Jack. Because it was comedy. With darkness.
Yeah. It was New Jack.
Yeah. And then, as you said, what was the third one? In season three?
Season three of the...
Death Matches.
The Japanese Death Matches. The FMD.
Only because nobody died horribly. They came out fucked up, but...
Yeah.
But part four...
Well, I would be laughing if it was Abdullah the Butcher. If that was the happy episode, because...
Well, there was no deaths involved.
No.
A lot of people.
No. Let me say this. You know, we grew up watching Abdullah the Butcher. We've seen a lot of his matches from Japan. Not pretty, especially the ones that he. I'm just gonna say he bled a lot. Look at his forehead.
So indented that you can literally stick credit cards in his forehead and they will stay.
Which he's done once to prove a point. Yeah. That would be the most interesting thing if that was going to be the happy episode.
Yeah, but then there's all those other topics. I'm trying to think of some other happenstances that are bad in wrestling besides Marty Jannetty. Unless somehow there was something evil going on with the fall of the Shockmaster, there's that.
I wouldn't say nothing evil, just that was a career killer right there. You know it, I know it, everyone saw it, know it.
They almost killed Dusty Rhodes.
Of laughter.
What other bad possible topics they could talk about?
Well, we just gotta wait. So
yeah, because it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, so
it could be something innocent like I don't know. It could be something innocent like, you know, maybe a stupid match that we saw when we were kids, but then we don't really realize that somebody was doing something dirty stuff, and it was like,
yeah, you know, who knows. But yeah, just a reminder, the new season of Dark Side of the Ring will be in May 30th. And we'll let you guys know what we think about the first episodes. And we will do little recaps of each episode each week when after they are aired and tell you what we think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Sigh. But overall, that's it for this week for Retro Shoots. I hope you guys had a wonderful time enjoying us talking about this. Next week, we will be talking about more crazy stuff that's going around in this beautiful sport that we call wrestling. And until then, on behalf of We Are Cats, I am Captain Cats. I hope you guys have a great time. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe there and keep watching wrestling.
Yo-ho!